Central Florida. I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is July 9th, 2023. It's been a full week of news and sound bites and news that is being passed off as real news, much of which I would call the fake news. The time to be vocal is now. Silence is implied consent. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles for provocative insight and share what you have learned. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Our call-in number is 512-248-8252. I've got a lot on my plate today. Before I get that, get to all the data, all the stuff I got to talk about tonight, I think we're going to keep the lines closed unless it's dire emergency and you just have to get it out before you keel off and leave and exit this world. If that's your situation, then please call in. Other than that, we're going to close the phone lines for the first hour. I got so much to get out there. I missed a week last weekend due to illness, and I guess I should address that real quick here before we get into the news. Some good news, I guess. I think it's good news. Good news for me. I am off the IV chemo. I only made it halfway through the whole sessions. Supposed to be four sessions. I got through two. And the downside, the side effects for the IV chemo became too much to handle. And had I continued on with the chemotherapy IV, I would be crippled. I'm pretty certain I would be crippled, unable to walk, peripheral neuropathy, all other kinds of problems I had. On the second dose, that's it. This is supposed to be maintenance anyway, maintenance, just in case a free floater cancer cell got away. But I was in the understanding that my surgeon said, I cut it all out. It's all gone. 15 inches of your colon is gone. And I took out the bad parts, and I took out the lymph nodes that were associated with it. Nothing had migrated beyond those couple lymph nodes that were right there next to the cancer in the colon. I took it out. I cut it all out. The margins were perfect. This is just maintenance. And so I am no longer going to be on any more IV chemotherapy. That's a good thing for me because it is it's rough. I kid you not. It's something you don't want to deal with. And if you were in my situation, you would say, well, you could have done naturopath. Yeah, you could. But the problem with colon cancer is if it does return, it goes to one of three places. It goes to lung, it goes to liver, or it goes to bone. And I don't want either of those. So this is maintenance. I am doing a pill form, which is a little bit easier on my body. I can handle, and the dose has been decreased for that also. I'm going to make it to August sometime, and I am done. Closing the chapter, closing the book on this, not looking backwards, going forward. There'll be scans and other things I got to do, but I'm done. And I'm still trying to think what I've learned from all this, and I'm going to come up with something. By the time I finish all the treatments, I'm going to come back and tell you what I actually learned from this experience. And maybe we can all learn something, a benefit from my experience. I'm still working on it. Still working on it, trying to figure it out. Well, we got a lot going on here. What do we have going on here? We got so much stuff on here. What we got? We got Cocaine Gate. Whose cocaine is it? Who's cocaine? Eh? We got the SCOTUS knocking down affirmative action. Thank God. We can talk about that. But there's a downside on that one. You got to watch this one here. Again, Democrats playing their little game of repackaging. Then we got good cop, bad cop. Poor old Scott Peterson. Which is he? A good cop, bad cop? Resource school officer for the shooting down here in Parkland, Florida. The high school there, or grade school. I think it was a grade school. So and then we also have the infrastructure is being laid now by the Federal Reserve for central banking, digital currency banking. That's something to coming at the end of July here. I told you it was coming. We all knew it was coming. The digital currency, central bank controlled digital currency. End of July, I understand. Federal Reserve's got to roll this thing out, which means what? Are we looking at a collapse here pretty soon? I would think so. I would think so. That's why they'll roll out the digital currency. This is the solution to all our problems. The digital currency. All right, let's get to the news here. July 4th, did I celebrate? No, I didn't celebrate. Did you celebrate? I didn't. You know, the birth of a nation, July 4th, 1776, a constitution and bill of rights, and the slow destruction of everything built by this new nation begins the day after September 11th, 2001. September 11th, 2001. People stop. They say to me, "Hey, Steve, happy 4th. I could not return the same. What I did say was, yeah, for what rights and freedoms that we have remaining, enjoy your eating holiday. That's pretty much how I answered back on the happy 4th, Steve. Happy 4th. I mean, happy 4th. There's nothing to be happy about. My rights and freedoms are being taken away. Eating is not going to help it. Getting drunk is not going to help my situation. I want my rights and I want my freedoms back. I know this year I noticed that less people were lining up to buy the fireworks. They probably don't have the income, disposable income, to blow stuff up. So maybe they'll watch those fireworks displays from the cities and the counties and whatever they have out there, which is interesting. But isn't that kind of doesn't fireworks and the pollution created by fireworks, isn't that not very green, is it? Isn't that contributing to global warming? Isn't that what's melting the icebergs, all this extra carbon up there? And everybody every year blowing stuff up, all these fireworks. I never hear anybody talking about the pollution that is caused by all these fireworks. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Probably, I don't know what it's got to be a billion-dollar industry. But every city and every state, you know, they all have their fireworks displays, putting that pollution up in the sky there. And nobody seems to question the pollution from all this stuff here. But again, every year, every city, everybody does it. Ah, we got to blow something up. That was nice. Yeah, forget about your green agenda. So we have this agenda every year, the yearly thing of blowing stuff up. And then we get Biden going after pizza ovens in New York City. I thought that's interesting. Going after the gas water heaters, going after the pizza ovens in New York, I guess affecting maybe 35 pizza ovens fueled by logs. That's very, very bad. That's very bad. But a forest fire, well, you know, those things kind of happen. Yeah, they happen a lot, don't they? Forest fires. Is it by accident? Is it lightning strikes? How is it lightning strikes when you have so many of them so close together and spread out also? That's funny that they all, boom, started right here at the same time. Boom, 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 pockets everywhere, forest fires. I'm just not believing the old, you know, it's lightning. Lightning caused all this. Of course, we have more lightning because of what, climate change and global warming? Sure. Try to sell that one. Yeah. Forest fires in Canada right now blowing over to the U.S. You've got fires in California that will be starting very, very soon. The campaign for deforestation, and which is part of Agenda 2030, ICLEI. Yes, we must force people out of these areas. We must bring them to the center where we can better control the people. Yes, we must control the people. Still feel like we should be celebrating on July 4th, freedom. Rights, forcing us into the center to be a better control. And Biden believes that we should block out the sun. Another stupid idea from a very stupid man, as dumb as his building a super train high rail system over the Pacific Ocean to the Indian Ocean. Guys, this guy a moron or what? Is he a moron or what? And he's in charge of the country. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He can't possibly get back in, right? 2024. This guy can't possibly get back in. Tell me he can't. Well, by hook or crook, he probably can. And of course, Dominion's going to be on his side, and ballot stuffers, and the whole thing we brought out in the video, the documentary. There are 2,000 mules. They probably got 3,000 or 4,000 mules now to pull this one off. But we're going to be able to spot it immediately. Come on, a guy with this bad a track record winning the 2024 election. It's a no-brainer. It's stolen. Even if anybody had any doubts, they'd have no doubts this time around that the guy stole this election. But you know what? You people who continue to support this man are communists who don't care about destroying this country. But you know what's funny is that in communism, those who go along with communism think that they're going to be protected by the communism. But you know what? They're coming for you after a while. They're coming right after you because you know what? There's no loyalty in communism. You are going to be a pissant, pee on nothing to these people, and you're going to be thrown down into the gutter just like everybody else. So you think you're going to be getting a special privilege and treatment by the communists for going along now? You will not. You will not. Crazy stuff here. Well, there's that. What's the commerce of green on this agenda here, blocking out the sun? There must be something here. There's commerce with every man-made or catastrophe that they tell you. There's always a commerce side. You know, we're going to block the sun out. What else are we going to do? Maybe we'll start making sun lamps, and we'll be in the market of sun lamps, and everybody will stay inside. And you'll get artificial sunlight from a sun lamp. I don't know what they're planning on doing, but there's got to be some kind of commerce tacked into this idiotic nonsense idea of blocking out the sun. So I guess he doesn't quite understand. Maybe he could poke the giant a little bit. Maybe poke Russia a little bit, or poke China to send a nuclear bomb over, and that will definitely block out the sun for a little while, and it's also going to make sub-zero temperatures. It's going to destroy your soil a good foot or more down below, and then you can't cultivate anything, you can't grow anything, and you'll have no sunshine, you'll have no vitamin D, and your immune system will go south, and you'll die from probably radiation poisoning, or you can go live in your bunker and die from some kind of deficit for not having enough nutrition. What a way to go. This guy actually thinks about blocking out the sun. Amazing. You know, shut up, Joe. Just eat your ice cream cone, your triple decker, you know, your green ice cream here, your triple decker and chocolate chip mint ice cream. Just eat your ice cream and go away. God, he's such an idiot. I in my lifetime, I mean, I've seen bad presidents. I got to say, this guy takes the ice cream cone. He takes the cake, takes the whole damn cake. I've never seen anybody more inept and out of tune what's going on in the world. He's a figurehead. Yes, I know he's a figurehead, Steve. There's somebody behind the scenes here who's pulling the strings. It's probably Obama. It's probably Barry Satoro. It's got to be a third term, Barack Obama. And Big Mike there holding hands and helping him. This is crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy stuff. Well, let's talk about this SCOTUS a little bit. Actually, no, take it back. I'm not done yet. You got to stay in order here today. I've got so much information. We got to stay in order, though. Not done yet. July 4th. A ritual. Every year. How many hot dogs can you eat? Why would I want to eat more than three or four anyway? Why would I want to? Well, it's a yearly event, Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in New York City every year. Joey Chestnut, 16 titles of eating the most hot dogs this time around. Didn't come in close to his record, but ate 62 hot dogs. The female runner-up, 39 and a half hot dogs. You know, it's funny. If women and men are equal in competition, how come How come she didn't eat close to 62 hot dogs? 39.5. They probably just gave her that half dog there. Here, what the hell? We'll throw in like an extra half dog there. 39.5. We can't round up. Sorry. But yeah, this, you know, freedom, rights and freedoms now, this is pretty much an eating holiday here. That's what I look at, is how much you can eat, hot dogs, how much you can drink. They actually had a contest also, how much you could drink, what was it, of some kind of, I think it was watermelon or something, some kind of soda. And the guy drank 1 gallon in 1 minute. Why would you want to do that? 1 gallon of anything in 1 minute. Crazy. So Joey the Jaws Chestnut won its 16th title on July 4th here. I wonder, you know, when he comes on stage here, they call him Joey the Jaws Chestnut. I wonder if they play the theme song from Jaws when Joey enters the stage. But the Nathan's annual hot dog eating competition, 62 dogs. I don't understand how eating is a sport, first of all. It's gluttony. It's engorgement. I remember a while back when Obama was in, Michelle Obama, Big Mike, was going after soda pop, sugar, soda pop, bad for kids. I agree in some aspects. But, you know, sometimes in my household, soda pop was kind of a treat once in a while. You went out, you got to have a soda pop. In my house, we didn't have soda pop in our refrigerator. Not at all. It was a treat when you went out somewhere. Maybe a movie theater, you had a soda pop with popcorn. Lots of things, I guess, you could attack if you wanted to attack them. And now, of course, Biden, his administration, somebody on that in his administration is going after chocolate milk, flavored milks. Can't have flavored milk in school. No. It's got to be regular white milk. No flavored. I don't know. It's crazy stuff here. We about ready to go to commercial? I hear you, Sam. No? Yeah, it's an eating holiday. 4th of July has become an eating holiday. And I don't know else to say it. I'm not celebrating it. I haven't celebrated in years, and I don't participate in any of the fireworks. And I don't wish people a happy 4th. I don't. I can't. The 35 pizzerias in New York City, again, being attacked. And I like this. There was one pizza owner actually throwing pizzas over the White House fence. I love that. He was pissed. Like a little frisbee throwing over pieces of the pizza. But basically what they're doing is putting out small businessmen. So in order to stay in business with these stupid laws of no more pizza ovens that are fueled by logs itself, you have to buy a scrubber, some kind of scrubber, which costs you about $20,000. And certainly many of these pizzerias are small enough and they can't afford $20,000 scrubber. And so this is one way to put them out of business. And again, another thing going after the pizza ovens, the wood burning pizza ovens. But you got plenty of other things you should focus on. But no, let's focus on the pizza ovens. The gas water heaters, we're going after those. We're going after the gas dryers. Pretty soon they'll be going after the propane grills, which means that ends our barbecues in our backyard. And I don't know how you're going to celebrate the 4th of July without a propane grill. You can cook on logs unless they outlaw logs. But, you know, this is crazy stuff. Again, not fitting really with the agenda that they propose of being green. None of this stuff's green. None of this stuff is green. You know, they just pick a couple things, go after, but pretty much everything, if you take this out, then these things exist and these actually contribute more carbon to our environment. So your whole idea of taking out this is minuscule. It's nothing when you leave other things in place. So you know it's actually a scam. I understand that Bill Gates now is getting into lab-grown meats, called cell-cultivated meats, CCMs, and that's going to be great on the barbecue. Throw on that cellular meat there, and wasn't the Impossible Burger for Burger King, wasn't that a disaster? I thought it was. I tried it once, and I thought, this is a soybean burger. They pushed this on us when I was a kid. It didn't sell then. You know, a little filler, you can look down, and you can actually see little bits of soybean in there. And it didn't work back when I was in grade school. It's not going to work now. And we want the real thing, you know? We want the real thing. We want meat. But, you know, meat's bad. Meat's a bad thing. You can't have meat, Steve. That's really bad stuff. Bad for you. It's bad for you, but the elites, I'm sure they have huge walk-in refrigerators at their houses. And the rules apply to you, not them. They're going to be having their steaks and their chicken and everything else they want. It's just a double standard here. Well, let's talk a little bit about this White House cocaine scandal. I've got to laugh at it. Excuse me, has anyone seen my cocaine? I seem to have misplaced my cocaine. How ridiculous is it for the Secret Service to be investigating into the ownership of this cocaine found at the White House? Anybody? How is ridiculous? You understand that the Secret Service is sworn an oath of loyalty to the First Family. They can't discuss anything they say. See, they can't discuss it all. They can't write books. They can't talk about it. They are sworn to secrecy, as far as I know, forever. I don't think after they're out of office, they can say, yeah, I read a book about Obama, what he used to do, and Biden, what he was doing in the Oval Office. You know, I don't think you can talk about it. I think you're sworn to that oath for life. I'm pretty sure. And so the whole idea that the Secret Service is investigating who's cocaine, and I love it that they've already planted the seed, is that we might never know. We might never know whose cocaine this is. Well, sure you can. This could be solved in about 30 minutes. 30 minutes. You've got surveillance cameras in every room in the White House. You see every scratch. You see every damn pick. Biden does. You see everything. So don't tell me you don't know whose this is. You know where it is. You know that area where the cocaine was found. By the way, it's changing. The story's changing. The narrative changes. And that should tip you off right away to a lie. I've been lied to again. Father used to tell me one time, he said, you know what? The secret to being a good liar is to concoct your lie story and stick with it. And stick with it and don't vary from the narrative. That's how you catch the lie. Because the story begins to change, and it changes again, and it changes again. That is a bad liar. A good liar sticks with the original story. So now the cocaine was found here. Oh, no, no, no. It was a mistake. It was found here. Oh, no, no, mistake. It was found over here. You know, that's how you know a lie is coming at you. So you have a couple possible culprits of who may own the cocaine. Well, let's think. Could it be Bill Clinton's left behind? It could be. He was a drugger. He did some drugs. He admitted it. Smoked weed. And you got Barry Satoro. You talked about, remember on MTV, you talked about he was trying to be cool in front of the MTV kids. Yeah, I smoked a little weed and I did a little blow. Drug jargon. A little weed and a little bit of blow. Yeah, you're really hip and cool, Barry. Then you got, what else you got there? You got, well, of course, Hunter. The laptop's right there. I mean, you see the guy in the bathtub naked, smoking crack and stuff. Of course, it could be his. Sure. More to come. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool.
So whose Coke is it? Whose Coke is it? We have several candidates here. We've got, again, we got Barry Satoro showing off on MTV, smoking a little weed and doing a little blow. I can see Obama walking around the hood, Chicago, holding big Mike's hand there and saying, yeah, we got to score some weed or score some blow tonight. Yeah, well, it could be Hunter Biden. Like I said, the laptop's a pretty good tip off. Big drug history here. He's got access to the White House. Oh, I'll store it right here and I'll get it later on. Yeah. Like I said, solve this in 30 minutes. Look at the cameras. That's all you got to do. If they really want to do this. Bill Clinton's? Nah, probably not. Probably more like Hunter Biden's. But there is a possibility they could use this excuse of the cocaine. And, you know, they're good about planting evidence here and framing people. They can even frame their own people. Like I said, the communists will do the same thing. If they feel that somebody's met their needs and they're no longer useful anymore, they simply set them up and get them out of the picture here. And there's no loyalty among thieves. There's no loyalty among thieves. So wouldn't it be funny if they actually set up Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, the dumb, ignorant White House press secretary, the train wreck on stupidity here. Set her up. They can't fire her. You know, they can't fire her. Why? Well, she's black and she's a lesbian. My God, that's all we stand for. You know, that's criteria to be on the Biden team. You know, black, lesbian, minority, anything but, you know, except criteria and merit. We want these are more important than meritocracy here. So they can't get rid of this woman. Of course, she's failing at her job. She's worse than the fiery redhead. I didn't like her either. She's flat out. She's a train wreck. She's an idiot. She's a very bad liar. She's a train wreck, and I know they need to get rid of her. She's not convincing anybody of anything. So they may set her up. You know, I got a meme the other day, and it said, it showed Karine Jean-Pierre at the podium there talking to the press, and she had white powder all over her nose and talking about the cocaine incident. So they're setting the stage here to set her up, get rid of her, get her out of the picture. You are relieved of duty, cokehead. You're out of here. What's fine? We already got your replacement worked out. Somebody else is more convincing of a liar than you are. You're not very convincing. Man, last scenario was, again, throwing your own Secret Service under the bus here. I can see now they're probably looking at yearly performance reviews and saying, let's see here. Let's see. Which of our agents was a underperformer, a little lazy, insufficient, many of his duties? Let's see who. Here we got it. We got our Patsy here. Breaking news: the under cocaine is found at the White House belongs to Secret Service agent Walter Stevens. Walter Stevens, will you please step up? Yes, Walter Stevens is going to be framed for the cocaine. He'll take the fall. He'll take the bullet for the big guy. Taking a bullet for the big guy, Joe Biden. Wow. So here's your H&B grooming kit. We're going to send you to a nice rehabilitation program that's on the island of Cuba. Here's your soap on a rope. Can you say Moon River? Sure you can. Moon River. There you go. Setting up your own Secret Service. You know what is kind of strange, and I've been thinking about it. We know the intelligence agencies have been blocking for the Bidens, but Secret Service could have held this to themselves too and kept this to themselves. So I'm starting to think, is this more of a diversion in politics to lead us away from something else? Maybe the $10 million that went to Biden's through many, 20 plus LLCs, all that money coming to that legal money coming to Biden, or is it a diversion away? Because I kind of thought maybe they would keep this themselves, the Secret Service, much like the FBI is blocking for Biden. The Secret Service would be doing the same. And evidently, or we just have, maybe we have on a Secret Service, I don't know, and say, you know, I can't I can't cover for this. This is illegal. I've got to do something about this. I have to say something. Or it could be, on the other hand, and again, another diversion tactic here to take us away from things we should be focused on. I haven't figured this one out yet. Maybe the Secret Service isn't more honest than the FBI and the other agencies. It's possible. It's possible. Well, over the weekend, actually the holiday weekend, 4th of July, I made a effort to get tickets way early, and I decided to go see The Sound of Freedom. So I made a lot of notes on that. I want to talk about that a little bit. And some good sides, some good pluses on this movie here. And some concerns I have, about this movie. The Sound of Freedom, a movie that's supposed to be a very much a true story of Tim Ballard and his wanting to take down basically child traffickers, find out who the kingpins were and take them down. This movie had many hurdles, as I understand. It was made about 5 or 6 years ago. And now finally makes it to the big screen. The timing of this release is rather interesting because it's a time when we're looking around now. We're seeing all this indoctrination in our schools, the drag queen story hour, drag queen shows and everything. All these things going LGBTQ and all this indoctrination programs being thrown at our children. Now this movie is being released. The timing of this, it's interesting. Angel Studios. And as I understand it, it's going to be on screens for a limited time, which, again, why would it be limited? Why would it be limited, number of screens and showings? It doesn't make sense. If it's popular and people are watching it and you're making money, why is it limited only for a certain number of days and we're taking off? Well, they didn't do that with Star Wars. They didn't do it with Jaws. They didn't do it with Raiders of the Lost Ark or Star Trek. If you're selling tickets and you have a packed house, you continue to carry the movie. So the only thing I can come up with is the limited number of times they'll show the movie is because they really don't want you to know much about this. They want to keep you in the dark here. And figuring you have a short memory, you'll forget all about it. So let's just make sure that it doesn't go too far with this. And so a limited number of showings. My first time in a movie in about 6 years. Really interesting because I went to a movie theater called The Epic. I assume you have them also. First class seating. I feel like I was on an airline in first class. The nice big rollout seats, a recliner seat. Very nice. Like I said, flying first class. The movie opens up with a black female who represents herself as a talent agent looking for child models. Sound familiar? Showing the pictures of children in magazines to the parents who are modeling clothes and other pictures of grown women who are modeling. The enticement that your child could be the next model in this magazine could be, well, fortune. They're talking about these nations where these people are very impoverished. They're very, very poor. So grabbing at the brass ring might be a possibility here. We might get out of poverty over the situation. So, I want to do the best for my child. Maybe we can get out of poverty. So they're selling this idea that your child will be the next star. It seemed to work quite well. She was an agent for buying and selling children to pedophiles. It sickened me. I got to admit, I went in there. I told my wife, bring a couple Kleenex. Probably just for her. But it ended up being one of those tearjerkers. If you love kids and you want to keep them safe and protected, I guarantee you, you're gonna feel this. You're gonna feel this. A hotel room that was rented—that's a dead tip off right there. Something very fishy about it. For the auditions, the parents leave their child behind. The parent returns an empty room. There's nothing there. No trace of the children. Where do they go? We don't know. Children are gone. They've been kidnapped. Where do you look? Where do you look for a child? Who do you go to in a government, in these small countries? Where do you go? That's not on the take. We see all these countries, law enforcement, their staff are on the take, government's on take. Child trafficking is about $150 billion a year business. I did not know that until watching this movie. Surpassing illegal gun trafficking. And get this, the United States is the number one in destination for grabbing kids. So when I see these billboards around of these kids that are missing, runaways, or kidnapped, good possibility they've been nabbed, all right, but for the sex trade industry. Just after seeing this movie, the next day I saw an article, whistleblowers at the southern border talking about the sex trade business, sex trafficking of children and other women, young women. Talked about rape, talked about murder, coming in through your southern borders. Coming in through your southern borders. An open sieve here, everybody's coming through, nobody's being stopped, they're being shipped all over the country. I can't get over how my country is being destroyed from within by having no borders whatsoever. This movie, to me, had a very special interest. My family has a special interest in this movie. My brother adopted a little girl from Brazil, little Zelia. I still remember when they brought her home, flew home to Utah, and she didn't speak any English whatsoever. Cute little girl. She was adopted out through a church orphanage, another big scam there, church orphanages, getting their monies, the lawyers' kickbacks, setting up the next adoption, targeting your heart pretty much, showing you pictures and getting you sucked into you want this one here, and it's going to cost you this much money. I think my brother spent around $70,000 to adopt this child, $70,000. Can you imagine that? This is terrible. If you care about children so much, why do you charge what you do? It makes no sense to me. Nobody seems to tackle that question. If you're looking for the best home for a child or an animal or anything, why don't you just look for the best home? Why do you have to put such a high dollar tag on it? Jim Caviezel is an amazing actor in this movie, an amazing actor, the life of Tim Ballard, a member of the Homeland Security Child Sex Trafficking Division, an emotional job. Man, I don't know I could do that job. I couldn't do that job, and I couldn't work in PEDS ICU. I tell you now, I've tried it. I couldn't do the PEDS ICU. I love kids, and I just can't see sick kids. I can't handle that. Very hard for me to do. It's a job you take home with you each and every day and every night. You tuck your children in bed, and you think about that parent who looks at an empty bed and says, "Where's my child? Where's my child? My child was stolen." What a terrible thing to live with, and maybe never even find your child ever again, and maybe wonder what happened to your child. I just can't imagine being in those shoes. I really cannot. This movie, to me, the magnitude of this movie, the problem that is growing. We have this problem, and it's not isolated to lower socioeconomic class at all. Not at all. But often the wealthy who pay large sums of money to have their perverted sexual fantasy fulfilled, that's what we've been looking at a lot of times. These sexual perverts, probably the people that went over to Epstein's Island era. I'd love to see that little black book, Who Went to Epstein's Island. Don't you want to see that book? Why is that book being hidden? Why is that book being hidden today? Still, we can't see it. The prominent politicians, the judges, the lawyers, people that just don't want to be identified, can't be identified because what for national security? You're going to pull that crap on me? We can't show you the list of all the people, the pedophiles that went to Epstein Island for national security? No. It was an emotional movie for me. And it's also emotional watching this movie for me because I personally had a situation happen in my life to my daughter when she was very young, and with a babysitter that my wife had hired through a friend, and he was out of the country. He's from some country. I think he was from Portugal or something, but turns out he had touched my daughter. And I will never forget that day driving to school. I picked her up, and she was living with me that day. She was with me. That was my weekend father thing. And I'm taking her back to her mother, and we talked. You know, I talk about good touch, bad touch, you know, just to keep her understanding that she needs to be careful and tell me if something ever happens. And when I began the conversation of good touch, bad touch, she became very, very silent. And then I looked back at her, and she started to cry. I'm like, whoa, pull over. I turn around. I said, why are you crying? And she told me. I quickly turned around, went back home, called the law enforcement, the authorities. they came out, Child Protective Services came out, interviews. I kept her for the rest of the day and filed charges against this individual. So I do have an understanding of you can do all the what you can to protect your own child, and I did. I did the right thing. But today's Child Protective Services is not the same as the same Child Protective Services I dealt with back in 1989. Not the same. This Child Protective Services really is kind of endorsing all these things. The school boards are endorsing all these agendas to brainwash and to indoctrinate your child to an alternative lifestyle and question your sexuality, question your gender, pronouns, and all that garbage. You could never call them today. They just don't seem to care. I don't know how this stuff all went so bad, so fast, and so south. I've thought about that this entire weekend. I thought about how the United States has changed. And then I thought how the world has changed and how evil has grown. Leaps and bounds. And how did this happen? And I pinned it down to the beginning of the churches. They targeted the churches. A very, very smart move, a very strategic move to target the churches, to get them to agree to some kind of compromise. Tolerance. Show your tolerance. Be tolerant. Well, what is tolerance? Tolerance is going against your ethics, your morality, your beliefs, systems, and then saying, well, I don't believe in any of this, but you know what? I'll let it go and I'll be tolerant of it. Tolerance leads to acceptance and the elimination of your backbone. You lose your courage. You lose everything. They end up owning you. And you think that's just the beginning. Well, there's going to be more added on. Tolerance for this now, and then I want you now to be tolerant for this. And once we achieve that goal there, then we'll ask you to be tolerant for this. And if you don't, you stop anywhere along the way. You stop anywhere along the way. You're a racist. You're a bigot. You're a homophobe. Throw the labels at me. I don't give a damn. Because I'm sticking with what's right. I'm sticking with what's right. And that's the way that goes. So this child trafficking thing is growing. You know, it's interesting, about 10, maybe 15 years ago, we were told about this in Hollywood. Hollywood doesn't want to talk about this. I'm just thankful that they got the movie in. We were told by the two Corys. Remember two Corys? Corey Haim, actor, young male actor, child actor, teen actor, adult actor. And the other Corey, Corey Feldman. Not very good actors, really. But they had their day, their teen idol days. But they talked about the pedophilia that was going on in Hollywood at the time. So we've always known there was a casting couch. We've always known about the casting couch, how directors, young ladies, models, you want the part? Well, and you got to be a little friendly to me here. You're going to have to go on the couch. Do you understand what that means? You want the part? You want to be a star? I can make you a star. The casting couch. But we didn't know the casting couch included young boys. Now we know. Now we know. They told the story, but for some reason it didn't go too far. Corey Feldman was talking about it on major late night TV, talking about, yes, the pedophilia is out there. The directors, they want to get young boys in bed. Amazing. Not really. I don't think much of Hollywood whatsoever. As my German grandmother would say, Schweinhund, pig dogs. I have no respect for Hollywood. I have no respect for politicians in general, but Hollywood, corrupting. It's just filth, trash, most of it. MTV is trash. So far from the MTV I remember as a young man watching music and videos, and some of them are okay. And then there's a story maybe to be told, and maybe the interview with the artist itself. But now MTV is just stupid, sleazy TV, and it's targeting the young people, young children, to different lifestyles, different choices. And unfortunately, parents who work all the time don't have much time. TV is raising your kid. Your kid's going to come out having issues, and you can thank TV for that one. It was something did interesting happen to at the movie theater here that I do believe in things happening for a reason. It's interesting. I had seat E3 in E4. My wife was in E4. I was in E3. And a woman sat down next to me in E2 with a companion, a male companion. And we watched the movie, and I could hear her making little comments, and she was very upset about what she'd seen. And I'm thinking, huh, it's interesting. So at the end of the show, I talked to her a little bit. I got a feel that she was very interested in this on a different level, a different level. And I found out it was. My God, she said she was attempted kidnapping at age 14. A man tried to get her in a car and, you know, kidnap her. She got away. So she understands about kidnapping children. She's an attorney now, trying to fight for children and families and stuff like that. And I thought, that's great. So she said the right things. I gave her an RBN card. So find out she lived in my area there in Modesto, California. She knew every place I'd ever been in Modesto. And so she goes, flies back and forth. I still think part-time lives in California and part-time out here. Interesting trip back and forth. But was interested in the network. And I told her, you know, check us out sometime. But I thought that was interesting how she could have been anywhere in this movie theater, and she ended up being next to me, and we connected in some way. One thing I did want to talk about in the movie itself, which did not was never really brought out, was the potential now to reintroduce something that we known for a while. They tried before, it got shot down, and now is a chance now to bring it back, is the RFID chipping to protect the children. Well, they used it on our cats and our dogs. Our cats got lost. We can find our cat, find our dog. Now we got to save the children. And is it possible now we might see this being entertained again, this idea of chipping our children voluntarily? And then who knows, since they've been pushing vaccines on our children and you can't go to school unless... they could possibly say it's mandatory. It's for your best interest. We want to make sure your kid doesn't slide out of school and get stolen by a pedophile. Therefore, it is mandatory in our school system that your child be chipped. What's the possibility of that happening? Don't count it out. Count it out. That is a distinct possibility of doing that. I do see Jim Caviezel to be targeted now, unfortunately. He's a fine actor. But I've seen him to be targeted by Hollywood for what he's exposed now in this movie and canceled. I think they did that to Mel Gibson one time when he did something. They said, oh, you're anti-Semitic. You're a Jew hater. And then they gave him another chance later on. But I think this situation here with this movie being brought to the big screen here has exposed some things we definitely need to look at. Eyes wide open here. And of something that is growing, like I said, $150 billion a year. I want to see who's going to be the first Congress critter, as John would say, the first Congress critter to step up and say, we got to look into this. Something's got to be done. And damn it, close that border, that southern border. Can we not close it? We're losing our country through an open border. I know that's what they want. How can we stop these people? How can we stop it? How can we save our country? $64,000 question. How can we save our country? It appears the politicians are just gutless. They just don't want to. They don't want to bat for it. I don't know. I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed. But the issue of the RFID chips. Is something that I think we should really be concerned that they're going to try to bring this back. I love one of the big, my favorite lines. You know, every great movie has some lines that you just, oh, I just remember that. And I think that the ending of this very short documentary here, something that really I caught, I just loved when Jim Caviezel was talking about it. Said everyone should see this movie. God's children are not for sale. God's children are not for sale. That's true. They're not for sale. we got to stand up and do something. I've been encouraging people to see this movie ever since I heard about it. And like I said, I don't understand why it's limited showing. That's ridiculous. If you're selling tickets and it's popular, keep it on the screen. Keep it on the screen. I don't know. Second hour coming up. I hear the music and phone lines are open. Let's get to it. Let's talk about what you want to talk about also. Come back. Let's talk about the SCOTUS a little bit. Affirmative action. Shot down. Nice. Second hour coming up. Off the Beaten Path. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.